Good evening, I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. Hamas says it has accepted the ceasefire deal proposed by Egypt and Qatar aimed at halting the seven-month war by Israel in Gaza. Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh told the Qatari prime minister and Egyptian intelligence minister the group had accepted their proposal. The deal would release about 20 to 33 hostages over several weeks in return for the release of Palestinian prisoners. State Department spokesperson Matt Miller made the announcement Monday.
I can confirm that Hamas has issued a response. We are reviewing that response now and discussing it with our partners in the region. As you know, Director Burns is in the region working on this in real time. We will be discussing this response with our partners over the coming hours. We continue to believe that a hostage deal is in the best interests of the Israeli people. It's in the best interests of the Palestinian people.
Hamas' acceptance of the deal comes just hours after Israel ordered Palestinians living in Rafah, a city in southern Gaza, to evacuate immediately. More than 1 million refugees are trapped with few options to flee if Israel were to invade. Meanwhile, ahead of the United Nations World Food Program, Cindy McCain says famine has already broken out in parts of Gaza and is spreading.
There is famine, full-blown famine in the north. It's moving its way south. What we're asking for and what we've continually asked for is a ceasefire and the ability to have safe and unfettered access to get into Gaza at various ports and various gate crossings.
The United States is building a pier to offload supplies after an earlier attempt to airdrop aid failed. National Security spokesperson John Kirby.
Essentially, the pier itself has been constructed. It is not in place because last week they had some weather issues in the Eastern Med, so they weren't able to put it in place. You should go to the Pentagon for like where it is right now. As I understand it, it's still not being put into place.
Retired U.S. Army officer Ann Wright is part of the Freedom Flotilla trying to get aid into Gaza from Istanbul. Israel blocked the flotilla, which is scrambling to try again. Wright says the pier is a scheme ready to fail.
$320 million pier. That is one of the craziest schemes I think I've ever seen, and I spent nearly three decades in the military and saw a lot of crazy schemes.
And Richard Silverstein follows developments in Israel and Gaza for his blog Tikkun Olam. He says the deal is far from done.
Netanyahu has made a statement saying that the terms that Hamas agreed to, as he understood it, were far from what Israel wanted. In other words, Israel compromised, supposedly, on the terms. We have to wait and see on what happens with Israel.
Silverstein adds, Israel is continuing its bombardment of Rafah.
Israel yesterday demanded that 100,000 Gazans in Rafah, they expelled them, supposedly to a humanitarian camp that they, UAE, and Egypt has created.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened to invade Rafah, even if the world and the United States is opposed. According to Silverstein, the students protesting across the United States have had an effect and are taking leadership in this battle to a new level. He says people should give them all their support.
The strongest and most intense protest movement about Gaza that's happened in the last 7 months outside of Palestine. We have to look to these students as leaders of this movement, and we have to be in solidarity with them, support them in every way that we can.
And progressive, independent United States Senator Bernie Sanders announced today he is running for re-election in Vermont.
Today, I am announcing my intention to seek another term. As the chairman of the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, as part of the U.S. Senate Democratic Leadership Team, as a senior member of the Veterans Committee, the Budget Committee, and the Environment and Public Works Committee, I have been and will be, if reelected, in a strong position to provide the kind of help that Vermonters need in these difficult times.
Sanders lost a bid for the Democratic presidential nomination against Hillary Clinton in 2016. Some pundits say he may have been the better candidate against Donald Trump, who won. And former President Trump was fined another $1,000 for violating a gag order in his New York fraud trial. Judge Juan Merchan warned Trump, if he did it again, he might go to jail. Paul D'Arienzo, New York.